We can start that again.
Take two.
Take two.
Good to be back.
Yep. Hitting the good old PAX, good device there.
PAX 3, 10-year warranty.
10-year warranty, and if you break it, I
Retail
think
$279.99 USD.
only at Octopus Garden is probably cheaper everywhere else.
I got ripped by a Canadian at an American retail store.
I do have a green card.
Luckily,
So
I can sleep at night.
I found out yesterday I have like 10 days till my license expires, so I gotta go to the DMV and get that renewed.
That's fun.
I was not looking forward to that, and now the day's finally came.
I feel you, man. I gotta do mine in the summer. I saw something online on Facebook where people suggest going to the smaller DMVs, like out in Marshall or like
Makes sense.
past the Steak and Shake area or somewhere, maybe even around here. I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Because the one near the city of Asheville is insane.
Yeah, I
I've been
can't.
there once. I don't remember what it was for, but.
Even the one in Sanford wasn't that bad, but I think actually that's the last one that I went to, but I had to go to the one in. I've had to go to the one up here before, but it wasn't like it was a different branch. It was for something specific, I think. And it was that one up, I can't even tell you where it is. It's near a car dealership, and it was I went to talk to somebody in an office or some bullshit like that, and it was busy as fuck for people waiting to, deal with their
Yeah,
issues.
fuck that shit. You never know how long it's gonna take. But do you have to do anything special, or do you just go there and you just take the test thing again? You get a new
Do I
license.
have to take a test again?
You might have to sit there in a
That's
little
fucking
booth with
gay.
them and like look through the picture, to tell what the road signs are for, maybe.
No, that's fucking gay. I hope not. I hope it's just I have to, go in and
Well, even if you have to do
do
that,
that
they
bitch.
show you the
Just walk out.
card. They give you the card before you have to do it, and then you just fucking.
Because you did that like the first time before you get in. It was a big deal. You would
Yeah.
like I knew there was kids that would study for it. I never
The
studied
hardest
for it.
one, what they do is they show you the sign, but they take the words off, or they'll take something off of it to where it doesn't look exactly the same. And most of them are easy. It's like stop, yield.
Right, but one of those weird like railway crossing things or
That's the
something like
one,
that.
the railroad crossing one, cross road or whatever it is, crossrails. That was the one. I think last time I couldn't. I'm like, I don't know. And then she kind of gave me a hint, and then I guessed and said, okay, you passed. I think that was the only one I had trouble with. It was like right at the
You had
end.
to do that, so I will have to do that bullshit. God
Dude, I don't know.
fucking
It's been
no.
like before I moved here, it's been like more than 7 or 8 years, so it's probably all different now, but it's probably something like that. You show them your ID, and then they sit there and they talk to you for a minute, and I guess they look your shit up, and they're like, oh, okay. And then it's like a stationary goggle set, and you like look into it, and they like slide different pictures, and you tell them what they are. It's easy, even if you have to do it. I wouldn't worry about it. They give you a thing to look at before you take it anyway, like a card with all the answers.
It's just like the time behind it. That's really the issue. It's not really like the difficulty of
I
it.
guess they're just seeing
The
if you can still
hassle.
see,
Do that
too.
shit for people when they get older, but I'm 24. I
Well,
don't
no
really
offense,
do
but
that shit.
you're not as white as we need you to be, so we gotta double check those Canadian eyeballs.
I feel like I look whiter than a lot of Southerners, though. Especially some like beach Southerners or something that have the dark skin.
They're their own breed.
I mean, physically white. I'm
You're pretty
much
white.
more. Yeah, I'm
You're white
transparent, man. I
enough.
got green veins and shit.
I'm sorry, green's a little too close to black, so we need you to go here to this camp that we made for you. Don't worry.
It's just not wide enough, I guess.
You don't have to pay anything to stay. We'll feed you.
Put in a good hard day's work.
That's it. As long as you do everything we tell you to do, and you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of, that reminds me, Mel Gibson's father, who does not believe in the Holocaust, which is probably why Mel Gibson, when he's shit-faced and pulled over by cops, also says shit to that effect.
Is he, like, a famous actor as well?
Yeah, Mel Gibson, yeah.
Well, his dad, I mean?
No, I don't even know his dad. I don't think so. But Wells is telling me that both of them were on Joe Rogan's podcast recently.
Nice.
And it was a shorter Joe Rogan's podcast, and that it wasn't like several hours. It was only like an hour. And the whole time they only talked about one subject, and that subject was Mel Gibson paying for his father's treatment with stem cells. So his father has, I don't even know what his father had, but he's just fucking old, and he had something that he's really sick, and they're like, oh, you're not going to live much longer, maybe like another 6 months to a year or something. And Mel Gibson got the stem cell surgery for his dad, and I think they took some of the stem cells. It worked. He's still alive multiple years past.
Yeah.
He should have been. And Mel Gibson attributes that to the stem cells being retrieved from, like, babies.
There was controversy, like, with during the Bush era or something, because he wanted stem cells gone, or
yeah,
he did some legislation
back and
with
forth.
It, and
yeah.
That was one of the things, like, it was, I don't want to say aborted fetuses, but, like, some kind of stillborn or some shit like that. It was, like, you'd draw them from already dead babies, which, if they're dead, fuck it. But, I mean, I guess then it raises the question of, I might kill babies for stem cells, right?
Right. But, you know, it's crazy because it fucking worked. But Mel Gibson was even saying, you know, I've got a lot of money, obviously, from doing movies and shit, but right. I don't have as much, you know, I have a limited.
Just trying to keep it from those juice.
Yeah, for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he disclosed how much it costs, but, you know, Mel Gibson's probably got a shit ton of money. I mean, granted, when he got in an argument with his girlfriend, which was recorded on the phone, which
yeah,
is like.
Yeah, the Mel Gibson tapes.
Yeah.
They're infamous.
He might have lost some money recently for that.
The Jews, ex girlfriend.
I
mean, there's a couple, you know, but.
Yeah.
What do you
calling
think?
Calling the cops sugar tits.
Do you think that he thinks it's more of the Jews' fault or his ex-wife?
The Jews, definitely.
The Jews.
Yeah.
There's more Jews than his ex-wife, I guess.
He probably hates the Jews more than his ex-wife, and he does work in Hollywood.
Have you listened, like, I think there's, like, hours of them or some shit, but have you listened to some of, like, the clips or whatever of the tapes?
Yeah. Yeah, recently, in fact, because Wells came over, somebody, and they hadn't heard it, and we put it on and listened to it, and I was actually surprised by it again, because I hadn't heard it in several years. I listened to it, and
you
it's
see
just,
every
like,
time.
Pure vitriol, like, it does. It's, like, pure hatred, vitriol, like, he's like, I don't like your fake tits either. They make you look stupid. And you look like a fucking bimbo when you wear your tight, close pants, your short t-shirts. You look like a fucking whore. And he's like, fake tits. I hate your fake tits. And he's like, you know, you don't have to listen, but, you know, it's just a suggestion from the crowd, you know. Then he's like, then he gets into, like, saying at the very end of it, he's like, I don't want you. I don't love you. You could stay in my house, but I'm not giving it to you. But you can stay there. But don't worry, I'll raise my child. and
yeah, like, and he freaks out, like, don't ever take my child. Like, see what, I don't think, did she, might have threatened it. I don't remember really the specifics.
Well, but
I think
the tape, she's as cool as a cucumber. She just like, okay.
Well, she's playing him because she recorded it. So she's like,
so she's not interacting.
No, she's playing it up even.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I can.
But she's not arguing. She's not like.
There was part of me that could relate, and you always have to, or at least I wonder with celebrities or child stars and stuff, because they don't socially develop right, because they're fucking, they can be just like, you know.
Yeah, they're in their own little world.
Right, so it makes you wonder, like, oh god damn, I'm losing the train of thought.
Well, he probably thought he could get away with it, obviously. He's like, lives in Hollywood and LA, it's his own little microcosm. He probably, but you should have known better, because they're even more susceptible to their fucking private lives being public.
True.
If they don't want them to be. So you think, because of that, you would have known better.
I guess what I was saying is you attribute them to, like, higher character in a sense, but in reality, it's just some dude who probably has less social development than regular people, because he's in less regular situations. He feels super entitled, and then you can tell, like, I could relate somewhat to maybe when I was in middle school with a girl or something, but it was just, like, a sense of, like, you invested so much into this one thing that now he's trying to control something he has no fucking control over. Like, you can stay in my house, but, like,
but I'm not giving it.
What is he saying? Like, I'll still fuck you? Like, that's default, basically.
He says something about their kids, saying, you know, I guess he understands they'll both still be involved in each other's life to a certain extent, but I guess this is, he just went off. I don't know, but he's so, I mean, I like Mel Gibson a lot more before that, but, you know, really, seems like such a douchebag, but he's always like an intense person. But yeah, right. These people live out in Hollywood. I've read a lot about Hollywood and that shit, and just, you know, even L.A. Noir in that fucking game. Some of that shit in that game, like,
based off of
it's crazy. Just LA's nuts, and yeah. I mean, Mel Gibson, you know, he's living in LA. Like, these people just—they do everything they can to stay there because that's like the one thing they know how to do. So, and you're only as good as your last movie, just like anything else in a way. But even, you know, you're living these high on the hog fucking lifestyles with all these big ass homes and all this shit. Like Johnny Depp spending fucking tons of money on wine every month, and he's like almost broke.
Really?
He's just like fucking hemorrhaging money and just trying to live the same, just overdoing it.
I mean, you'd think he'd have tons of Pirates Caribbean money, but maybe Amber Heard took him to the cleaners with that shit.
Probably.
Which, whenever she hooked up with Tesla, I was thinking the same thing. Like, goddamn Tesla, good luck, Chad.
I forgot that.
I don't, like, he's such a baller outside of it, but I feel like in relationships, like, how are you gonna, after this woman just, like, I don't know, maybe she was physically abused by John. I don't know, I just always got the impression that she was kind of playing it up. And I'm a big Doug Stanhope fan, so I guess I always had that bias against it because he's friends with Johnny Depp and shit.
Yeah.
But it was like, how after coming off of some shit like that, you never know, just some girl in the street. But you know, if you live that Hollywood lifestyle, or if you're in the, like, you know, that bracket of people or whatever, A-list celebrities, B-list, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So you're going to know that shit just happened. You're worth fucking how much? You're sending rockets into space and shit, bro. Like,
a fuck ton.
You, if you're gonna, just be careful, bro. Just, like, tread lightly. God damn.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, dude.
This bitch is gonna be sending nuclear weapons on people because she's gonna have access to half of Elon Musk's fucking artillery at the end of the day.
At the same time, she should also tread lightly, because unless she likes to float in outer space in a Tesla Roadster listening to David Bowie, she might need to listen more.
Now, what's that a reference from for a dumb Canadian saying, like me?
I'm just saying, if Tesla could shoot a fucking car into space with a fucking person and like a dummy in the driver's seat, he could easily put Amber Heard as the dummy and just dress her up and fucking shoot her off into space. Like, it's like nobody's going to go up there to go get the fucking evidence.
Right.
Oh, Armageddon 2, they resurrect Bruce Willis from blowing up in the fucking meteor.
Yeah, how
they
do you
go
get
into
that
outer
evidence?
Space to go retrieve the fucking body that's now going toward Jupiter's rotation.
That's a good
Before it hits
point.
Jupiter, they have to go get the Tesla to get the dummy back so they could get Amber Heard's dead body to put Tesla in prison.
Dude, I don't think they spend those resources to go up there for one woman's body.
Don't think they will
No
either.
matter how much she's worth, or unless she was.
Trump's gonna go up there
Do
himself
you really
and
think
bring him
they'd do it for
back.
Queen Elizabeth? I mean, England's not sending
I don't
rockets
think they
up
could
there.
hire anyone to do it. They'd have to like hold their family hostage and threaten to kill them just to like make them go up into space to go retrieve
Well, let's
this.
say in this bizarre
It's on its
situation.
way to Jupiter. I don't even know where it's at now. You can probably look it up and see where the fuck it is. But they're trying to land it on Mars, and they thought like, once it goes, they can like make it go to Mars, shoot it
Like
off to
slingshot
Mars.
to it,
Yeah.
yeah.
But they miscalculated, so now it's not going to Mars. It's they missed it by like 45 degrees, it looks, or something. So now it's like going toward, I think, Jupiter or Saturn or something. I don't
Well, I
fucking
guess
know.
that's why you have the test, you know. Got the dummy in it.
Exactly.
But imagine if they were, if,
If you
alright.
fuck Tesla over, basically, and he marries you, and somehow you get a better attorney, and the prenupt is not ironclad, which most aren't. Just be aware that if you are Tesla's bride-to-be, that he could potentially kill you and hide your dead body in one of his SpaceX projects and shoot you off into space,
And
and no
that's
one's
why.
going to retrieve your dead body from outer space. And it also puts a new spin on the tagline from Alien. In space, no one can hear you scream, especially if you're Tesla's wife and he spins you to SpaceX and outer space, because you're fucking dead.
You would be dead. You'd eventually die.
That be crazy though? Like, if Tesla, in a heat of passion, like,
So that was my question, and you kind of raised it, and that's what I wanted to elaborate on a little bit more. So like, let's take Amber Heard out the question, because that's hard to, that's really, you know,
I don't want Amber
it's
Heard
neither
to
here,
die.
yeah, it's neither here nor there.
Nah.
Nobody really, it's
I
not that
love
big of
Amber
a,
Heard.
but let's say somebody very important. So like, let's say for the Queen of England's very important, just figuratively, I guess literally too,
So
but
you're saying
like,
if they, instead of Amber
England would
Heard, it's
find
Queen
the,
of
let's
England?
say for some
That's the
reason the
new
Queen
James
of,
Bond movie.
right, the Queen
We
of
just wrote the
England
next James
gets
Bond
shot
movie.
into the space, right? Let's say she gets shot into space. And so she's out into space and she dies. Or we just are like, but we're here on Earth and we don't know where the fuck she went. England would be especially, you know, worried. Where's the Queen of England? Whatever. She
Yeah.
just mysteriously disappeared. Are they paying the resources to fly up into fucking space to try to find out because they got a tip off something, maybe
Yeah.
some rocket fuel fucking leaked on her panties that she left behind or some bullshit. So they have some tip off and they go out into fucking, do you think they're paying the however much money to go out in space to retrieve this old dead bitch?
Yes. Yes.
Why
Yes.
do you think they're going out there?
Well, because first of all, it sounds like a really good James Bond movie. Second of all,
But
they
that's
would
like a
send
Pierce
James
Brosnan
Bond.
James Bond. No, that's what was the one with
Roger Moore. There's one where they had it in space, or toward the end, they go to,
Moonraker?
yeah, Moonraker.
Yeah,
That's where they
some
get the laser guns.
shitty ass.
But at the end of that, though, after he saves the day, he's in the space shuttle with the Bond. Bond girl, Bond woman, Bond person, if you
The
will.
pussy galore of the film.
But he's like fucking her while they're floating in space, and they
That's
have like a
beautiful.
blanket around him. Then he gets a call from Q, like the gadget guy,
Right.
and I think it's like a video call. So he sees him like floating under this blanket, and they're like, ha-ha-ha-ha, like fucking, and then like gets up. He's like, oh yeah, Q, not now.
Was Q masturbating in the background?
I mean, he was like 80s, so he was, but it was so slow that
Erectile
you couldn't really
dysfunction.
tell. Yeah,
Yeah.
but his
Pretty
eyes,
gentle.
yeah, I think all the blood went from his eyes, and that was all the blood he had in his body. It all went directly to his eyes first, and then it slowly had to like drip down all the from
Q
his
passed
eyes
out.
down to his crotch. So in the credits, he gets a boner. So it was all off camera,
Was
but
like
he
45 minutes
wanted
too
it.
late.
Yeah.
But Q passed out during it because the blood rushed out of his head to go.
No animals were harmed during the filming of Moonraker except for an 80-year-old man getting a hard on.
See, that's the, technically he's an animal, right?
But he's a man, except for an animal no one cares about.
Right, an 80-year-old fucking man with a soft cock.
What good is he to society?
None.
He can't open a pickle jar. He's hunched over. He can't grab anything on the top shelf.
Taking Social Security.
But he can still knock someone up.
Still bust nuts.
He can still bust a nut and make someone pregnant.
Which brings me back to my original point. Pregnant, right? And it brings me back to the original point with James Bond. What happens? James Bond's the kind of guy who's not just going to edge himself and stop or like bust. He's not going to wear a condom. He's busting in you.
Yeah, he has every STD.
And it's your responsibility after that, whatever happens. Like, it doesn't matter. He's not getting tested. He's not doing anything.
He has a license to kill.
He could die tomorrow. Chlamydia is the least of his concerns. His fuck antibiotics. He'll take it shaken, not stirred. That's his medication. A little bit of poker, maybe some smoke, which you don't usually see. Did he ever smoke on cards. Camera?
Yeah.
He smoked a little
Sean Connery does in Goldfinger when he sits down at the table. I don't know if they play poker. They play some kind of dominoes kind of poker game. Maybe bat. I don't know what the fuck.
I like those Sean Connery, like Dr. No and Casino Royale. Or not.
From Russia with Love.
Yeah, Russia with Love. That shit was good too.
Yeah, those are some of the best ones, man. I was a kid, I liked the Roger Moore ones more because they'd always come on that Bond marathon. Because those are more cheesy and shit, but the girls are all hot. Like, the one where he goes to Greece, it's called For Your Eyes Only.
I'm not familiar with, like, any of those.
The reason I like that James Bond is it has skiing. He's in Greece, and there's, like, a fucking, it's just funny, like, there's scuba diving in it and underwater shit. And they find something, and then they go to some, like, I think near Greece, and it's all snow and shit, or maybe Sweden or somewhere. I think they go to Switzerland or Sweden, so it's all this snow shit, and there's, like, this fucking very clingy, young, figure skater that wants to fuck James Bond, and he fucking hates her because she's, like, has the mental capacity of a fucking 8-year-old girl. But has the hormones of like.
But he's still ready to fuck.
He is ready to fuck, but I don't think he fucks her. Or maybe he does. I think he fucks her. I think he fucks her at the beginning when they first get there.
Bond always fucks somebody in the movie.
Well, there's another one. That's why I didn't know if he fucked her. He might actually not have. I can't believe I'm saying that. But
yeah, because
he always fucks the main woman. The main woman is like. The heroine that kind of sometimes shoots guns and like helps him kill people.
She converts from Russian to James's side.
Yeah. And then this one's like the young, dumb, blonde American in a foreign country. And the only reason has to talk to her because of the coach. I think the coach is involved in the conspiracy, like her figure skating coach.
Oh, so he's pretending to befriend her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then he walks into his room one day and she's just in the bed without clothes on. And he tells her to get out. And like, doesn't fuck her. But I don't think he can right then. But he probably already did fuck her. And that's why she gets clingy as fuck. So then he's trying to kill people. And he has this little, like, fucking woman child coming up. Like, come on, James. Why don't you hang out with me? Like, he's trying to kill people and solve a crime. So.
That's no place for nagging and incessant bothering.
If James Bond doesn't have time to fuck you, that's probably when you need to stop trying.
You probably would have. You probably would have used a bag that time.
That's the only time James Bond used a condom is when he fucked her.
He fucked her off screen in the closet and used a bag. It was after the scenes were shot. He just went ahead and fucked her. But back to my original point with James Bond in space. Because he's going to bust
the Queen of
in,
England.
Right.
I got off track.
But, well, there's that, which we can get back to. But after we talked about that, you're talking about him fucking somebody in space. And Q calling him, and Q passing out with his
the 80-year-old man.
Yes. Because the blood was rushing from his head and needed to get to his
other head.
Yes, exactly. And it's a problem when you get older. It's not as quick as when you were young. He fell asleep, but it got hard by the credits. But while that was happening, I was wondering when James Bond busts inside of her, sometimes you don't get it all. Sometimes you want to, sometimes maybe you want to bust on her instead, but he's busting
Sure.
somewhere, right? You're in space, so that the you want to kind of bust outside anyways to see what happens. What happens when he busts outside of her? That's just my question. Just his nut, because every liquid's weird as fuck, and nuts weird in regular
Just
life
floats
on
there.
Earth.
It's basically like a money shot in slow-mo.
I can't
So,
even.
because it's so slow, you actually have to grab the head or the piece of the body and shove it towards the floating
It's reverse.
load first.
You
But
shoot them to your load. Okay.
yes.
But then the cleanup must be even more difficult in space because it's such a different viscosity and just like.
Yeah, after it even hits whatever, then it may just like break off in the little particles,
Particulates. Oh my
and
goodness.
it's you can't
Get
grab
on
all
your
that.
clothes.
It gets everywhere.
Eating a sandwich later and it's
This
like
is how the first
pops
Alien
up on
movie
the bread.
started. A little piece of this sick man's jizz went out into the ship, and it got into this other guy's coffee, and he drank it, and then an alien popped out of his stomach.
So that was the man that was on like the that famous scene where it leaps out of his stomach.
It could have been.
Could have been. It's rumored to have been that.
Jizz in space.
Because if you're an astronaut, like that one guy who was up there for a year, I don't
Yeah,
know,
he
he had the twin.
probably.
They did a study because his twin stayed here. It was the two bald white
Oh,
guys. And
yeah.
then the other one went up there for like a whole year or something. Maybe he lost like 2 inches. There's various little changes that were cool, and maybe we'll know more information later on. He had it masturbated while you're up there because he's a guy.
Yeah, too.
And you're up there for a year, and if you don't bust a nut with your hand, your body's gonna bust a nut out of you. It's called wet dream, and we used to do it when we were like 14. Just nowadays, we bust our nuts for ourselves so they don't
Involuntary
bust
bust
for
nut,
us, right?
yes.
It's a voluntary. So whether it's voluntary or involuntary, there's sperm
He
going out in
had to bust a
space,
nut in space
right? And then
without
that leads to
question.
another question. The like if I'm in space and I bust a nut, like let's say I bust it in like a little fucking Ziploc container or something like that. Not the
Yeah.
bag. What's that called? Tupperware. Like I put in some cheap Chinese food Tupperware. You want to release that out into space. Just you don't know what's gonna happen, but you just kind of it's like you're fucking the universe, kind of, right?
You're putting your seed out into space to see what may
Just open the
happen.
lid and let nature take it.
And then the aliens come down, and the alien walks
Well, you
out.
don't
He's
know.
like,
That's part of the
Dad?
fun. Yeah, you don't know. And maybe in the alien country, since you're the dad, you get child support payment. You don't know how anything works, so you just have to open those doors and see what happens.
If they can, you can pay someone to shoot a rocket into space with your dead ashes, so why not be able
Yes.
to shoot your cold living jizz into space and hope that it sticks somewhere that makes
Believe it or
something
not,
pregnant?
I was interested in that when I was like 15, and then I was like, well, I think freezing yourself would be cooler, but I like the jizz idea now that, like, you don't even have to be dead for that. You just have to have money. Like, if I was Musk, I would shoot my cum up into space. I would, like, probably for a
He
whole
probably
year, I
has.
would masturbate like a sperm bank and have just all my sperm.
He probably has three sperm banks across the globe,
And
and
I
they're
would
all
launch them out into space. I'd launch them in every direction.
the building launches into space, and then it sheds the brick, and it's just like a fucking metal Tesla cock that can inseminate whole fucking planets.
If everything goes right, then it's a very slippery slope, because if everything goes right, then you live on forever, like even past Earth, which is better than anybody could have imagined. But if it goes wrong and you hit a fucking comet or your leakage or a fuel line, whatever the fuselage, whatever the fuck those are, bust, something happens, then your cum just is exposed into space right there. And if you shot it in enough directions, you might create like a debris layer of nut all around the earth, which prevents certain light. Like you have to trajectory through the nut or away from the nut when launching things. And you could really prevent Earth from the next step in humanity, which is leaving the planet. We might never leave because of my cum. So I really, it's give or take. I could propel us extremely far, farther than we ever imagined. One nut to rule them all, or I could fuck us up potentially. So.
Take a chance and try to drive the ship through your expanded wall of space cum.
take a ride. Bring windshield wipers and a lot of fluid.
Right before you set. So WD-40. No, I asked for the intergalactic one, Janice. So it'd be when you're before you're saying that or while you're saying it, I thought it'd be funny if, you know, like your jizz expanded to like a fucking big ass like wall of jizz, but then it comes back to Earth, and it like covers the whole globe of Earth, so that like it's like like the Earth is in a bubble of Tesla's fucking cum wall.
I don't understand why we don't try to experiment with that. Or maybe some kind of pussy juice in that mixture, or breast milk or something. Some kind of sexual fluid mixture to help with the ozone layer and all these other purported climate change problems.
It's life.
If there's global warming and holes in layers and we fucking just patch, UV radiation.
So wait, we could patch the holes in the ozone layer with our own cum?
Because there was already solutions about putting ash in the atmosphere or something, like a little fake Pompeii shit to help, like, with whatever the fuck the problem was. And so I raised the question, why not a young man like myself supply large amounts of cum? I have low refractory period. I can cum a lot. Let's do it. Everybody wins. And at the end of the day, I might even get paid for it. So,
well,
double win for me.
The only problem is, you gotta pass a drug test in order to save the world, but only your cum will save the world and save the ozone layer. But Jeff Sessions refuses to let you use your cum for said save the world scenario. Therefore, Jeff Sessions gets killed by an angry militia and mob. And at which point, after you save the world, you then become king of America.
Was it my mob, or was it a random mob that just wanted my cum in their earth?
It was that.
Okay, so random people wanted my nut.
Yeah, but when
nut.
You came back, they all worshipped you because...
That would be the case, because I saved them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not and even then, king. I'm just my... I create a new word.
Exactly.
That is that.
But then you have to end up killing Tesla because he's...
Got rockets.
Right, and he also tried to, like, kill one of your relatives and shoot them out in space to hide the evidence, like this whole thing began. But you end up having to kill Tesla in a close fought battle that lasted several years. It was basically the next civil war in America. But you end up winning supreme, of course, because you deserve to, because you're part Canadian. So,
and I've got to do it in some test, like movie-like fashion, where I use his own equipment on him. Like, I get one of his limited edition flamethrowers or something.
You run him over, burning with a flame. You kill him with everything he's ever made.
Right, I hit him with something that he blessed this
including
earth with.
PayPal charges.
And I PayPal the fuck out of him for that. I get his account and I PayPal the fuck out of him. Motherfucker.
So, after Tesla's dead, then you decide to reform Pangea. So then you like create technology that goes under the water with jets and shit so you could push the continents back together so you can have one landmass that you rule.
It's I too think hard. That we could just raise Atlantis and connect it that way. And then I'm gonna fucking rule that. And I should have some kind of connection to the fish people because that was underwater for so long. There's gotta be some ambassador creature or some shit. If there's not, then fucking...
Then you crossbreed with them, and
yeah,
then...
Yeah, fuck them.
That's the first thing you do.
New rule, I guess bestiality is okay with fish. You gotta find the hole. So, like, I can't even imagine, because...
The Shape of Water 2, starring King of America.
King of America world. Like, but what do you even do if you were trying to fuck a fish? Because I've seen a snake before, and you have to pull the dick out of the hole in the snake. Because we used to have them in animal science class, which is, like, it's just unique. Like, how, like, that's just wild. Your dick is inside of you. Like, we have inner dick we could pull out, I guess, for an extra inch or two. You've got, your entire dick is inner dick. It's wild. But so you pull it out to see if it's a male or a female. With a fish, I don't even know All I know is the mouth and like the gills are holes. I don't even see their buttholes when you catch them or see them swim, well, let alone their vagina.
You gotta get a big enough fish, and if you can't find a fish, what you find is Shamu, if you will.
Yes.
I wouldn't even go so far to go to the ocean. I would just go to SeaWorld.
Just plug it.
You know, they're maltreated there as it is, so they could use a little fresh American cock in their blowhole.
I mean, it is called the blowhole, and it is called the blowjob, and hashtag blessed for both parties.
BBB.
What person who's abused doesn't want to be sexually abused? If you're already abused, you might as well go.
Clearly not Killer Whales and held in captivity at SeaWorld.
Yeah, they are called killer whales, so they might have a propensity for violence, you know. They are already high risk, but...
Well, I'd rather fuck a killer whale than hang myself beating off in Thailand, like Kill Bill. Yeah. David Carradine.
I was trying to think of his name.
Autoerotica asphyxiation.
And that's quite a way to go out, because you just... I guess it's ultimate pleasure.
You fucked yourself while you hung yourself in the closet.
You probably had a moment.
In Thailand.
You probably had, like, two moments. Like, one of, oh, shit, and then a moment of clarity before you died. But yeah. At the end of the day, I'm sure you got your nut. Because you got your nut when you didn't die all those times, and now you just died, man. You sacrificed everything.
Well, that's the other thing. How do you, if he's done it, how do you fuck up doing it? I guess because he's in
a You go deeper
closet.
And deeper. Like, I got to smoke more weed than I did, you know, day one to get high.
I guess he had the belt shorter or something to where he could, like, cut off his... I guess maybe you're just hanging there.
I wonder if they latched. Do you latch the thing, or do you? I would think you just hold it so you could actually have the control. But it might be fun if you latched it because
I think
like,
you latched it to the thing.
And then if you latch it a certain amount, you probably have to pull it forward enough to get it off, and that would choke. Like you'd break your fucking windpipes and stuff if you do it too tight.
I don't know exactly how he died from doing
that.
I know he was in the closet. I don't know how he had it all set up, but. It's fucking ridiculous. I never thought of that one.
I don't know why I remember this name, but I think there's it was one of those people, like a cool unsolved mystery where they don't know anything about this dude except his name or some weird shit, his fake name. But I think it's called Lyle Breivik, like Brvik or something. It's some dude found in like Washington, and he was found like suicide via that way where like they hang themselves like that in the closet. And I always thought that was kind of a strange, like, out of any of the ways to hang yourself, that is so quick like that with, like, a cheap belt in a fucking motel closet, you know? Like, if you're going to hang yourself, at least do it something that's, like, I don't know, that's just embarrassing to be found like that. Your pants around your ankles or some shit, like, I don't know.
I mean, of course, it doesn't seem like he meant to do it, but who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit's nuts, dude.
Well, he killed Dick, not Bill. But I'm bumping.
He bust nut.
Daddy bust last nutty.
Hashtag bust.
Hashtag
blessed bust.
Hashtag bless his heart.
Hashtag blessed his bust.
Do you think somebody said bless it? If you said he died via autoerotic asphyxiation. Is that something you can say, bless his heart, too? Because that's kind of like a Christian thing, and you're combining sex with that now.
I would say that, yes, you could, but no, they wouldn't, because it's the way he did it to himself. That'd be the attitude.
Right.
But, yeah, bless his heart.
If you burned yourself, they might still say, oh, bless your
his
heart.
Yeah, like if you're like 2 years old and you try to walk over there and you fall down and you start crying, you're like, Bless his heart. But
Nancy Grace.
Exactly.
I imagine a Nancy Grace like woman saying stuff like that.
One time this girl, I called her office phone and I left a voicemail, and then on the voicemail she set her cell phone number. In case of an emergency, you can call me on my cell phone. I called her on her cell phone right after I left the message on her office phone, and she answered the cell phone number and just started berating me and like going off like, yes, I just got your other message, and I think it's very inappropriate you're calling me at this workplace and blah, 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 and blah, blah. It's like, you know, no, I'm not interested in blah. And she's only been doing it for like a year, so she doesn't even know it's like part of that industry.
Green, as you would say?
Oh, she's green.
Okay.
Regardless if she's, you know, 4th of July, apple pie, gleaning in her mother's eye, whatever, she's still a hooker. But I couldn't even get a word in, and I just ended up hanging up on her. But what I should have done, in retrospect, is let her finish, and then she might have hung up on me, but if she didn't, let her finish and see if there's a pause, and then I could just say, well, have a blessed day, and then hang up. So the next time I get someone that's pissed at me and I gotta say bye, I'm gonna say, I hope you have a blessed day.
Make you seem like a good
like,
guy.
Like, fuck you. Like, I hope you have a good day.
But you, really the way I know you, and you would say it like you just said it, and it would come across like, it's not how you'd say it, it would just come across like you were being sincere, like, I hope you had a blessed day. You would need to say something a little bit more asshole, like the classic hashtag BYH, bless your heart. Like, you need to
bless
with,
your heart.
Oh, bless your heart.
Just, yeah, that's more of a fuck you, a southern white Christian fuck you.
Exactly.
In that context.
Good old North Carolina.
So the people that would react to David Carradine's whacking off and hanging himself that would say that are assholes. Oh, bless his heart.
Well, they would never be caught jacking off with something around their neck.
No, white Christians don't masturbate. What happens is the spirit of Jesus comes back and, you know, tickles their fancy, as it were. And why do you think they have to get on their knees to pray? Because they're like Jesus' ghost dick.
So, I mean, it's spiritual incest in a sense. Because he's our father. And we're praying
blessed
to him. We're eating him.
Well, that's why Elon Musk wants to become God. And that's why he fucking basically smothers the earth with his fucking cloud of jizz. Because then he can inseminate, hopefully more, and become, and then build his Mount Olympus above Earth, which is a floating Tesla city.
The monitor of the con?
Yes.
That would be part of the duties, at least.
Yeah, he has to literally, he fucking builds an island of Tesla and floats above Earth and rains down.
That's actually a good solution, too, because you could, we have a lot of trash and stuff that's in the ocean. And with the con, it's such an adhesive that if you had such a layer, a thick layer,
it'd fuck up the water cycle.
What?
It would pollute the water cycle.
Oh, yeah. We got to take it outside the Earth. Like, and Kleenex is the only place it belongs. Kleenex and honor in persons. Maybe the toilet or bathtub.
SpaceX just bought Kleenex.
But if he had that big thing of jizz all around the Earth, or, you know, maybe I would propose, since I came up with the idea, give me a little bit of jizz. You can put percentage off to the lab, mix them up. Give me some percentage, goddamn. Not fucking Jewish, but I do want a fucking point or two, you know?
You tainted the sample with your... You mixed your jizz with Tesla's jizz.
Well, he's not a pure white. His fucking name is Elon Musk. Like, he can't be a...
He's South
American.
African, so he's
exactly.
Black British.
He's... I got the Steve Nash connection.
He's British
with
black.
Him, so we're like cousins or something. But anyways... then you could put the trash inside of the jizz because you're already using it for, you know, whatever, UV or something. Or we're leaving, we're in that colony above the jizz. So you could just throw all the trash in the jizz and just jizz on top of it and it sends it down lower. And you just forever have, like, a real-life trash pile.
Good idea. also, I like that idea. Also, I was thinking when you were saying that during this time, Elon Musk still has to make more and more businesses to make more money and create, you know, control the economy. It's hard, especially when you're living above Earth, having to rain down on ants when you're a god on a floating city that of your own design. And he's really just trying to become the best version of himself, you know.
He's growing.
And spiritually. He's growing. He is. Yeah. This has been a journey for him. He's found out a lot about himself. And during this time, he has to create a new product, as I was saying. And this new product is something to... I'm glad you brought up UV, because right. I'll tell you why. Because okay. Elon Musk basically creates a new suntan lotion.
All right.
A sunscreen, as it will.
Yes.
And not only does he say, you know, this will help protect from the semen that I've mixed in with the UV light, which is more damaging to certain types
the
of
layer
people.
Of calm around.
The layer, yes. I do. Thank you, Taylor. I didn't want to be that blunt, but yes, thank you for your candor. And so he mixes, the funny thing is to protect from Elon Musk, what'd you call it again?
Layer of cum around
yes,
Earth.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
The ring maybe is more.
You have to buy Elon Musk sunscreen. And the ironic thing is the only thing that will protect you from Elon Musk cum is more Elon cum. Musk cum.
Yes,
so
it's a catch-22.
It's a sunscreen that has Elon Musk cum in it. It's not 100% calm because we have to keep the majority of that factory going to patching up the layer of calm.
And just preventative measures, too.
Yes.
It's not all recovery because once we fix it, we still just got to make sure it don't go broke again.
It's why Elon Musk, just like in that Mad Max movie, is constantly trying to impregnate other people so he can have sons that will have his DNA so they can go on to patch the layer of Musk come
Musk
on come. Earth. Yeah. But yeah, Elon Musk sunscreen with 15% real Musk jizz.
I guess
it's like
the,
juicy juice.
I guess the SPF stands for some poor fuck. Cause, if you're putting that on, you're an unfortunate soul.
It's like, god damn it, this UV light's killing my eyes today.
And what's already the damn problem is that you got UV light filtered through cum, which apparently is not enough.
So you have to buy new sunglasses.
So the cum layer didn't really work. You just got a dome of jizz around Earth. Like, my first, like, it was the worst case scenario. Now you can't leave and you got a bunch of cum, so, like, doming in your Earth, like a Cadbury egg. The reverse. You got cum on the outside and your little egg-shaped Earth on
the inside.
Then
everything turns to shit on the inside like melted chocolate eventually.
And you're all the people. What are those ones that had the toys in them?
Cracker Jacks.
The Kinder eggs, right? Didn't they have toys
in them?
Oh, yeah. You'd eat those. I don't think they had them
eggs.
Here. We had them up in Canada because we were smart enough not to choke on them as children. They trusted us with Kinder eggs. You guys,
I think we had that.
Bunch of homosexuals that they thought you'd suck on eggs, try to choke on them. Bunch of faggots.
Yeah, well, I remember in that movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I used to love that movie. Don't remember any of it, but go on.
I remember some of it, but they're thinking that one. And in several movies, they tell people to go suck an egg. And I remember telling my sister that once randomly, and I was probably like, in front of my parents when I was probably like 4th or 5th grade, I'm like, Alex, go suck an egg. And they didn't like that too much. Like, what the fuck?
You don't think they liked that?
I don't think they liked it. They loved it.
They loved it.
To where Junior Eller was like, probably grabbed me right away, like slapped my hand or fucking immediately like, no. But yeah, it's fucked. I'm like, that's the first and only time I've ever said that to anyone.
Suck an egg.
Go suck an egg.
Suck
egg. That was in a lot of movies. I learned it from something.
Yeah,
on
I learned
TV.
Suck egg from something too, because it's not a natural thing
it's
to say.
It almost sounds like suck nut, which I think that's a
it's
little
an
bit
appropriate
better
way
because
of saying it.
The sounds are more similar. So.
And it's a direct translation.
Suck egg.
I think,
suck nut.
I think like chupa huevo, which literally means suck egg, but I think it means like suck. Like nut in Spanish.
Yeah.
I think it's used for it. Maybe just Mexican like Spanish. Or maybe that's probably not the right way of saying it. It's probably chupa mis huevos or something like that. But like something about sucking balls and sucking eggs.
Can I build a wall between us right now?
You should go down and volunteer, actually help out brick by brick.
I don't want to build the wall to keep them out. I want them to come in.
Build the wall to keep them in?
Yeah.
I don't know why they
can
just
wall Mexico in.
I don't know why they just didn't say that. When people are saying building a wall is bad, they should have been like, we're just building a wall to keep them in. Why aren't you building the wall to Canada? Well, that's them to secure the northern. You know, we'll secure up to Canada. Canada can secure the northern. And
that's it.
We'll build the wall to keep all these Mexicans in there. It just gets too damn hot and scorpions and stuff. We don't like all that. So we're building the wall.
Keep them in.
But we like the people, just not the area. That's what you blame it on, is the area and the wildlife, coyotes and stuff. We got them in Arizona.
We don't like sand. We have enough sand.
Sand is good when there's water and surfboards. When there's
we don't like sand people. Decomposing bodies.
Yeah. When you come from the sand or there's decomposing bodies near it or old fucking shoes, we don't want that sand. Ooh. Hot sand and cactuses is not.
It's hell.
Even when I was in Phoenix and I was everything was like dirt. Everything there was every the grass that you saw was like artificial. Turf or whatever, yeah. You know, maybe it was real, it was sod or
shit
something
they had
like
to
that.
Put there.
It was cool because I'd never seen it, but it was, if I had to live there, my mouth would just be dry just from looking around all the time.
Yeah, that's how air much just drank, fucked. Bro. It's dry as hell.
It's
a different world out there, man.
Can't do that, man.
It's a different world, so we need to, you know, wall that shit off too.
That's not white.
I just want the East Coast.
There's a lot of white people. It's a when I think of the Midwest, I think of white HQ. You know, like fucking anywhere from Idaho. I guess Idaho might not be the Midwest, but like Arizona, it's, up to there, that
you,
area.
Idaho.
Know?
Speaking of that, didn't you put some license plate or something on?
Yes,
Snapchat?
Yes, I put on Snapchat. What? It was a license plate, and it said home either of the Spud or the Potato or something like that.
Or famous for...
famous forever or something. Yeah. It was a picture of an ad potato on their license plate.
That's what Idaho's
and,
known for.
And that's what the stereotype is. You know, like, if somebody says Idaho, you think of potatoes. Just like if somebody says Hawaii, you think of, you know, Hawaiian people or volcanoes or fucking surfing or some shit like that. Like... But the stereotype's real. Like, it's literally...
I don't know who has the worst state stereotype or the state... Like, I've never heard anyone say, man, it's like, what are you doing this summer? Oh, I'm really excited. I'm going to Idaho.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard anyone ever say that in my entire life.
That's the only...
I forgot Idaho was even a state until I saw that
license
plate.
Shouldn't be one. It's only the only
sure
acceptance
nice,
speech that
but...
somebody came to their mom and was like, yeah, mom, I got into Idaho.
I'm sure they got a decent football team. That's probably about it.
I know it's indoors. I played with them on NCAA 14 because
really?
They're trash. And it's a stadium, and it was pretty cool. They're the Vandals, the Idaho Vandals.
Vandals.
Which is not hard to be vandalous when there's about 17 people.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah, and there's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do in Idaho.
But what I was originally saying was Midwest is white HQ, right? Like,
yeah.
I guess Wisconsin is technically like Midwest, but
the
I think
of
that more
of
as like,
live.
That's white as fuck still,
yeah.
But it's like more like dairy farmer white. It's not like arid white. Like, I think of like arid, like, that's not a white thing. That's like, white people are European shit, which I don't know, is marches and whatever the fuck we do up there. Like, that's like a Hispanic thing, like an indigenous people, plains, fucking sand, all that kind of shit, right?
Yeah, that
terrible. Why did white people decide, hey, we're going to, like, HQ up in this area, which is the shittiest of all the areas in the U.S., is arguably the hottest fucking 120 degrees
you
and
know
shit.
The answer already.
Why?
Well, with that...
We killed them?
Well, with that question, I'll pose another question. Why... So after people left Britain to come over to America, where did they start building
it? Settled all the coast, obviously,
The East Coast.
Yeah.
So why did people leave the East Coast to go to the West?
Go get rich and, you know, find gold, shit like that.
Exactly.
But once you find it, I'm not staying there. Especially now when it's all gone. But Arizona, there's no fucking gold.
Well, that's the thing, like...
Go find
even if
open
you make
mind,
enough money
maybe.
To be able to go back, like, after you barely get there, you're probably not going to go back as quick. But I guess you could go back. It depends on what time period we're talking.
That's a good point. I mean, it's
like,
a good
once
point.
Once they establish towns and shit, just establishing that shit is crazy.
Because there are a lot of, like, ghost towns out there and stuff, towns that aren't... You know.
They have to stop. Like, some of them don't get out to California. They have to fucking stop and then... That's, you know.
Like but still, that was what? Like, when we think of that, what was
1800s?
Late 1800s or something? Mid 18? I don't know. Like, because, you know, they had. Yeah, 1800s sometimes. Let's say 1850s to late 1800s. Something like that. That's still
a lot of cities, like. I took an American West class in college. We had to read a book about San Francisco, and it's like from hamlet to city. And I don't know. We learned about all that shit where they had to stop, like the Mormons stopped, and what is it? Somewhere in the Midwest, they couldn't get any further, and they just fucking had to stop there and start building
their fucking. Oh, in Mexico.
Or I want to say.
I know the Mormons have spots in Mexico.
But I think it was, like, something before, like, right in the middle more, maybe, like, Utah. I don't know if it was Salt Lake City or not. It was somewhere else first.
I know
there. But anyway, you know, the point is they can't, they just have to, they run out of shit, and they end up having to just colonize wherever they are, some of them. That was earlier on. Then Lewis and Clark, they go all the way out there. They meet Sacagawea, and then they go out to the west and all that shit. But I guess once they start figuring out there's gold out there, like, fucking Antonio Banderas' Zorro movie, which is probably like early 1800s or something, like California. The whole bad guy plot is like, it's all about Mexico, because, you know, Texas used to be part of Mexico. All that shit was Mexico, and then America started taking all that shit. And I think it was because we found there's money, like oil and fucking gold. So we wanted that shit, and we took it.
Like,
so
remember the Alamo? See, I don't know too much about that history of, like, I don't care. Honestly, I don't have much of a desire for it. Well,
that's the gist, is, like, we go out. I mean, another reason they went out west, they didn't know all that shit. I mean, they didn't know necessarily that shit was out there. They're just like, we need to go see what else is around us.
True.
Manifest destiny
shit. It's just out of all the places, because, like, with that argument, you're right, and that's probably why it is. It's just white people also settled everything. Even it's up to Seattle from down to fucking, not Tijuana in Mexico, but like that side, like San Jose, I think, Southern California down there or something like that, or San Diego or some shit like that. So like all over, up to fucking, you know, wherever they settled all this shit, like it was all kind of settled by white people. And there, you don't find a pocket of them really anywhere else like you find them, or at least the stereotype for me is like
Midwest. Yeah.
And plus, we got 3 minutes left on this podcast, and that's an hour, and that's the maximum. So,
well, closing, I wish we could have talked more about Americans like we have been at the end here.
Me too.
Because,
yes,
you know, Tesla technically is South African. And
don't like them.
We don't. Who's seen Amber Heard lately?
They don't have water.
She might be in space.
Right. I haven't.
Oh, briefly back to the James Bond, Queen of England thing.
Queen of England, yes.
I think I have a twist to that as to why James Bond would want to go up there to retrieve the Queen of England.
Okay.
So the first thing I thought of was that, of course, he wants to figure out who did it and figure out the conspiracy against England, of course, because he, you know, he's loyal to his country.
Right.
But the second reason is he doesn't want them to find his DNA inside of her vagina because he'd been fucked. Yes.
Because
James Bond busted a nut in the Queen of England, and he has to go fucking.
So, in reality, that's
the real reason James Bond.
They grabbed the one pair of panties with rocket fuel on them, but they missed the second pair of panties that James was thinking about the whole time that had his cum on him.
Exactly.
From a cream pie.
Exactly.
Well, I think that'll do it.
Hey, in honor of James Bond and Words to the Rise,
and
wrap it up.
Well, he didn't.
Especially if you're fucking the Queen of England.
But he didn't.
But he didn't.
Yeah, he only wrapped it up with the annoying bitch. Because she was annoying. He still
with a bag in the janitor's closet. It was like a big garbage
after the
bag.
Seats. Yeah, it was like a Big Lots. It was something you get.
He just got a lot of Ingles grocery bags and just wrapped about five around his dick and cut a hole in the top.
It was one of those biodegradable grocery bags. So it was all like canvas.
It was a reusable grocery bag, like a Harris Teeter bag.
It was a canvas. He just cut the tip, there's the corner, and he just cut it off so it was flat and he could kind of like snake it in the corner. Well, that wraps it up.
He fucked her with a box.
In her box.
He fucked her box with a grocery box bag.
In a box. In a closet. It was in a box.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.